This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to tyranny.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
What an incredible quest. What an incredible adventure. We all live together in this adventure on this planet, hurtling through deep space at hundreds of thousands of miles an hour. Crank up that guitar for just a minute. How beautiful is that? Let me get to this next report. Now, I want to be very, very clear about this. I don't have words to describe the type of juvenile individuals that Facebook, Twitter, Google, you name it, are hiring to carry out their dishonorable activity. They're not even hiring criminal types. They're hiring delusional, chip on the shoulder people that feel inadequate and like they got to go out and settle scores. And when you look at the videos Veritas has shot inside Google, Facebook, Twitter, you name it, they're constantly, most of the time, talking about InfoWars. How we need to shut Jones down. And why is that? Well, because we know what they're up to. But we're the lead elephant. They get us, they think they can get you. But when you watch the full video that's on InfoWars.com, there's hours of this stuff. We'll just play a few minutes of it here. They're proud of looking at your private messages of you to your wife or your wife showing your breast or whatever. And they're sharing it. They're laughing. It's their elite class power to violate your Fourth Amendment and to sit there and get off on dehumanizing you. So just like slave masters, you know, would rape some of the female slaves, these people are raping your privacy and they think it's funny and they're monsters. But they've been hired because they're little arrested development twerps. And they don't even get the import of what they're doing. So, hidden camera, hundreds of Twitter employees paid to view everything you post online, including private sex messages. We've got James O'Keefe on tomorrow, but let's go ahead and go to a clip of this right now.
We can actually read your DMs.
All your sex messages and your like dick pics are on my server now.
No shit.
Yeah. All your illegitimate wives and like all the girls you've been f***ing around with, they're on my server now.
Oh my god.
I'm saying to your wife, I'm still using your divorce.
So if I send someone a direct message, y'all are going to look at it, you know, to analyze it?
A machine's going to look at it.
It is creepy, big brother.
Like,
I mean, it's like a level, like it, I don't want to say freaks me out, but it disturbs me.
I've seen way more penises than I've ever wanted to see in my life.
On DM messages?
DMs, tweets, yes.
Penises?
Lots of dicks.
There's teams dedicated to this. I mean, we're talking about 300 or 400 people. Yes, they're paying us to look at dick pics.
If you go to Twitter for the first time, we have information about you. You leak way more information than you think.
I've seen way more penises than I've ever wanted to see in my life. DMs, tweets, yes, lots of dicks.
We're trying to get the people on the
phone. We are the F2Cast Facebook group for Google, but we know some stuff.
What we can do on our side is actually very terrifying.
Let's stop right there. American Pravda, Twitter. And if you look at the video of your radio listener, you have to see it. They are all just, the men, the women are just like, they're just so empowered. They're so getting off on it. They're just like, they're in heaven. It's so fun. I've got all these women on my server and all these men and all the and it's like a bunch of nerds, man. And they're like, we're not even as bad as Google or Facebook, which is true. So we're going to come back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side as the ride continues into reality Out of the Globalist Lies with Steven Seagal, the mega exclusive. They don't want you to have a voice. They don't want him to have a voice. Please, wherever you're watching, however you're listening, spread the links. Tell folks how to tune in. Facebook, Twitter, Google. Share the links right now. Get around the censors, the zit-faced censors. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition, the 15th day of January 2018. And we are joined via Skype from Japan by Steven Seagal, the famous actor and, of course, famous black belt in martial arts, a friend of Vladimir Putin, of course, a friend of President Trump, a friend of so many, and, of course, a well-known American patriot who we notice has been demonized in the press quite a bit as of late. In fact, I noticed just last Friday and then a few weeks before that on the same shows of Stephen Colbert, I'm attacked, and then next is Steven Seagal.
One voice of calm in these troubled times is right-wing radio host and furious cashew Alex Jones.
We'll be right back with funny man Steven Seagal.
They've got a script. It is simply incredible. And then next they go into Trump. And I've been told by people inside entertainment, inside so-called news, that we are on a hit list. And you know George Soros is also on record funding Media Matters and others, literally coming out of the woodwork against everything we're doing, because we are nationalist, because we're promoting peace and justice, because we don't want to have war with Russia, because we're concerned about communist China. These are all the things that, if you check them off on the box, makes the deep state come after you. Well, Steven Seagal has also now written a best-selling book dealing with the wolves of the deep state, dealing with all the incredible things that are happening. But the main reason I'm very excited to have Mr. Seagal on today is to deal with this incredibly clear deep state operation with Gloria Allred and her daughter, Lisa Bloom, where they go after everybody that is a nationalist, a libertarian, a conservative, anybody that is even halfway nice to President Trump. And it's come out in The Hill, in Fox News, even the Associated Press, that attorney Lisa Bloom sought to line up paydays for women accusing Trump of sexual misconduct, and she gets 30%+ in contracts that were secret, that were leaked, of all of the payments that the women get from the media. When you realize this, it makes your head spin, because she also defends Mr. Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, who we have a whole bunch of people, including a chauffeur, that said he would rape women in front of them. But oh, she is defending Harvey Weinstein. This is incredible, and they're building all this up. They admit it, to go after President Trump, because it was Bill Clinton's documented improprieties with women and the settlements he made that are one of the reasons Hillary lost. So they said, what are we going to do? We've been caught in bed with foreign governments. Let's blame Trump. Oh, my gosh, we've been caught in settled cases of women being raped. What are we going to do with the whole lock her up, Hillary for prison movement that we launched here in InfoWars? Project it on to innocent people that we see as a threat. And Steven Seagal, because of his close relationship with President Putin, and because he's been a peacemaker, and because he's been a goodwill ambassador, because a part of his family are from Russia, has now come under total deep state attack. Now, that's my statement on it. Let's get right to Mr. Seagal, who says he's going to give us a wide-ranging, in-depth interview on this, on what he says he has evidence and intel on pedophile networks in Hollywood, and that they're using all of this as well to try to cover up what's happening there. So here we go. Mr. Seagal from Japan, thank you for joining us.
Well, let me start out by saying that Dr. Martin Luther King Day is a tremendous patriot, an amazing force in American history, and I'm honored to be here on your show and to be able to pay homage to Martin Luther King today. First off, let me start by saying that I love the United States of America and the Constitution. And as you have said, I am a patriot. And I think that this in and of itself, along with what I would consider, what many people consider, saying about me that I know too much about things that they don't want me to know about. I talk about things they don't want me to talk about. So this becomes, you know, very problematic for certain people. Fascinating when you're talking about Lisa Bloom, because it sounds to me like what you're saying is that she's procuring money to pay to women to lie about certain people and make, you know, ruthless accusations about certain people. And it's not just President Trump. And by the way, this isn't just about me, because hundreds of people in Hollywood have been attacked, and hundreds of people in Hollywood have been, in my opinion, falsely accused. Certainly, if, you know, we look at a number of 100%, my opinion is that 60% of these people are completely innocent, and that includes me. And what nobody wants to talk about is that when you accuse somebody, really, according to the Constitution of the United States of America, you should have some kind of due process before you ruin their life. There should be evidence, there should be proof, there should be witnesses. And in most of these cases, they're 20, 25, 30 years old, they're not providing evidence or proof or witnesses. They're just throwing out accusations. They push a button on a computer, and all of a sudden somebody's life is ruined. And they are able to ruin their livelihood, their ability to earn money, their ability to feed their family, their name, their reputation, their marriage, all that stuff. And you know what I hate, Alex? These people don't care. They have a political agenda where they want to assassinate anybody that they think is in the opposite camp or opposes their political agenda, or it's just women who are taking money. And I love what you said when you said fake press are just as guilty as the dirty people who pay the dirty girls who take money to lie.
That's right. In fact, I mean, I wrote that months ago, that the real villains here are the big organized political systems, particularly the Democratic Party, that are kingpins at this, who go out, organize this, then pay the women, and then the press goes along with it and magnifies it. And then if there's just an accusation like the Prairie Home Companion guy, the woman hugged him, she had a short top on, he touched her back, and then he was fired. I mean, this is crazy.
I mean, when people say, you know, and I want to, you know, also thank Liam Neeson for coming out and being brave enough to say something. When people say it's a witch hunt, it's worse than any witch hunt America's ever seen. When people say it's McCarthyism, it's worse than McCarthyism. And the sad part is everybody, from every agent to every studio head to every actor, they're all afraid to come out and tell the truth. And this is what's outrageous, and this is what's killing America. And by the way, Alex, you know who's behind these people who are working the fake press and people who are just doing the whatever, you know, whether it's money or wanting to be famous, or wanting to assassinate their enemies. We have a situation here where this is ruining our country. And if you know, and you do, who's behind this, really, this is treasonous. This is going to, if we don't change legislation that will stop these people from doing this, I think America will eventually collapse. And I think these people who are doing this are guilty of treason. I think that treason is one of the biggest, nastiest crimes that one can commit in the United States of America. As you know, if convicted, it can be punishable by death.
Wow, what a cliffhanger. This is the first segment of a wide-ranging interview that Mr. Seagal has agreed to do. Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Luther King Day. What an incredible individual that said, judge people on the character of their deeds and the content of actually what they do, not off rumors, not off lies, but off the fruits of what they stand for. And now, any man gets accused, Hollywood, the media gangs up on it, and their career, their life, their family is destroyed. We'll be right back with Stephen Seagal on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, and this is The InfoWar.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're going to be able to actually hear from him what he actually stands for and what he believes. I know every time I see him on U.S. or British or Russian or Japanese television, it's amazing what he's saying. And every time we play clips on the show, it's some of the most viral videos that we put out. But it's always 3, 4, 5 minutes on a show. He said he'll stay with us over an hour. So enough of Alex Jones. Let's go right back to Stephen Segal. Stephen, we just left off for folks that joined us. You said this covert deep state action, which they admit they're involved in, it's in the WikiLeaks, to target the globalist enemies with fake sexual charges being directed by the most dirty system in the world, Hollywood, is threatening to bring down the country. And I think that really is their plan. Please continue with what you were saying earlier.
The most genius thing that they have done is figure out a way to control most of Hollywood, is figure out a way to control 99% of the press. Once they did that, they felt that they could control the minds and the future of most of the average citizens in the United States of America. This was a complete tragedy, and this isn't just about me. As you know, it's hundreds of people now in Hollywood and around the world, people like Richard Branson, who's done nothing but good for the United States and other countries. I mean, you know, it's hundreds of people that have been accused, and many of those people are completely and absolutely innocent. And as far as I'm concerned, almost all of them are completely innocent until you're giving them due process. And that's why I think it needs to become criminal if people wantingly and knowingly make up false things that can destroy people's lives without evidence, proof, witnesses, stuff like that. It's hundreds of people, Alex. Hundreds of people whose lives they've broke. Hundreds.
Well, it's a total hysteria now, and again, it's like Liam Neeson said, if you pat a woman on the knee, you're not assaulting them. And now in some areas of the world, like Switzerland, the government's saying get a contract before you even have a relationship. Whatever happened to passion? I mean, whatever happened to Elvis is on the stage and young women are throwing their underwear at him? I mean, is that a form of rape? Are they raping Elvis? I mean, this is crazy. And now they're saying schools are going to...
It's been completely one-sided. You and I know we have wives, we have children. I would die for a stranger if I had to. And as a police officer, any day of my life, I would have thrown my life down on the line to save the life of a child, of an innocent person, of women and children. We herald and support all the women who've really been abused. But this movement is annihilating their chances because all of this is going to come out. And as you know, there is a whole force of people gathering around the world now putting in lots of money, lots of time. These people are going to start investigating the people who are coming after us. We're going to be coming after them. We are now investigating them. And this is something that, you know, is going to turn into, when you say, you know, InfoWars, this is going to turn into a war, but it's two-way traffic now because the people who are being paid to lie and the people who are paying them to lie are going to be exposed.
Do you want to get into Hollywood and the pedophilia rings that you were telling me about over the phone now or later in the broadcast?
All I can tell you is we have recently come into tremendously influential people in the United States who have money and love power, and some of them are very high up in the government. They're all now putting together a group of people who who are investigating. And I'm really wondering why every time anybody talks about the field of rings in Hollywood or Washington or anywhere else in the United States, it gets buried immediately. Alex, you know this as well as I do. Our most precious asset, our most precious thing in life are our children. And you know that we would die for a stranger who's a child to protect them against this kind of evil. And why is it that pedophilia in the United States is being protected and overlooked? Our children are the most precious thing we have in this life. And we are going to have to break this sort of secret, you know, protected door that everyone is hiding behind.
That's right. And President Trump, behind the scenes, has authorized incredible arrests. We're talking five times so far any previous year, thousands and thousands of pedophiles, not just with child porn, but in many cases with small children as young as 6 months old that were being gang raped. And it literally will hit the newspaper one time. Hundreds of arrests here, dozens of arrests there, hundreds of arrests here every day. And I personally am working with members of the military and some of these operations you're talking about, who just this morning contacted me about huge raids that took place on the East Coast last night, catching them with the children.
Exactly.
Catching them with the children.
Exactly. We are getting involved in this also. I'm not going to say too much right now, but I will say that from the deep web to Hollywood to Washington to all over the United States of America, we have people now that are looking deep. We are now blessed by being infused with people high up in the government, not just the United States of America. People are coming in and helping us in the deep web all over the United States of America with money, with intelligence. We are gathering intelligence to pass to the right people. I'm not going to say too much about this because I'm getting highly involved in this too. And we think we're going to start to pierce that veil of evil and be able to start aiding in the apprehension and conviction of a lot of the scum that's out there.
It's truly incredible. And then the president signed the executive order seizing the child trafficker money, and the media basically attacked that and ignored it as well. I gave it almost no attention.
Yep. Which goes to show you this veil of protection that, you know, everybody has. It's everybody has in this dark, dark world, you know.
Well, President Trump tweeted that anybody that molests or hurts children needs to be executed. And we, again, have seen total, absolute record bust, not just here, but all over the world. And the group that we're working with, again, we're not going to get into all of it, but it's multinational patriots and intelligence agencies. It's groups from our most elite military forces working with local law enforcement and trying to work with the feds. And Trump is trying to get good people in place at the federal level. And they're finding that they've used the pedophilia to blackmail and take control of Congress. And that's why the deep state is fighting President Trump and many others so hard right now, because they know that this corruption is being broken up, just like Putin has tried to do in Russia. I know you're very good friends with him. When we come back from break, I'd like to get into peacemaking and why aren't we working with Russia? They're Christian. They're free market. They're reformed to many extents. Why does the deep state want us to be at war with Russia? We'll be right back with this incredible interview with Stephen Segal on the other side. And I just need your support. InfoWarsStore.com. When you buy those products, you get great products, and you fund the InfoWar. We've got a lot of big specials that are going to have to end this week on some of our best-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's the vitamin B12, Secret 12, or whether it's the X2, or whether it's all the other great products, you make this transmission possible. InfoWarsStore.com.
scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Interview. Steven Seagal joins us from Asia via Skype. Again, if you're watching on the internet, please share the live links from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And if you're listening to a local AM or FM station, please tell folks about the local station and the show and the live broadcast that's taking place right now so that people can actually hear from the other side. Because we have the Democratic Party on record going out offering millions of dollars to women. You've got Lisa Bloom. room, the lawyer, Gloria Allred's daughter, coming out, getting caught in the emails that were secret, offering even one woman, you know, $200,000 to make accusations against the president. She gets 30+% of the money from these TV deals and from what the media pays to these women. I mean, this is incredible. And you notice it's almost always after the statute of limitations, decades later, show that people can't say, well, go put up or shut up. Go to the police. Show your evidence. No. It's always done decades ago. It is a formula. And what a house of cards. Even after this has all come out, even after the top Democratic lawyers and top Democrat pollsters and top lobbyists, not just Lisa Bloom, have been caught, have been recorded by women when they're offering them money. And that's Trump's ace in the hole. Some of these recordings have already come out where there are good women out there who do care about real victims and don't want people yelling fire in a theater or crying wolf, so that when it really happens, people that have been abused get ignored because the Democratic Party is basically using this as a weapon. And the reason I raised that point is Stephen, during the break we were talking, and he wanted to come back and make just that point. So I think I kind of just stole his thunder. But in your own words, Stephen, repeat what you were saying to me during the break, please, sir.
Well, I mean, all I was saying is that, you know, we have a situation where obviously there are women who have really been assaulted. And as a police officer for many years, you know, I saw this and was honored and able to help people who were in real distress and real trouble. We want nothing more but to be able to defend those people and help them. The thing that is an evil tragedy that is going on now is, like I said, people paying people to lie for their own political agenda. And because maybe they want to assassinate their enemy and destroy their name and reputation and family life and marriage and ability to earn money. There are a million reasons. There's a woman called Michelle Milken who stood up and said, listen, when people make claims, they lie. They lie for a multitude of reasons. They lie because they want to annihilate their enemies. They lie for money. They lie because they want to become famous and get in the news. And, you know, she said, I'm not just making this up. I'm the one who's gotten into the FBI files and Leo files and law enforcement files, and I've gone over all the statistics, and I can tell you by my research, by meticulous analytical research, I can tell you that up to 40% of these claims are fake. Well, I personally think in Hollywood right now, it's a lot bigger number. So what I'm saying is, and I said before, what some of these people don't realize is this is part of a plan to collapse the United States of America, because if the news becomes faker and faker, we won't know. The people will not know what's real and what's really happening. If the people don't know what's really happening, what do we have, Alex?
You just hit something.
The people don't know the truth.
You just hit something that's profound. You're absolutely right. They're putting out all this fake news just to confuse everything. Mainstream media is already discredited, so now all they can do is just try to be such liars and accuse everybody else of being liars that no one is honorable anymore, or no one knows who's honorable. And so as the pedophilia comes out, and as the gay mafia in Hollywood that abuses and rapes so many men, I mean, from what I've heard in Hollywood from gay men is that the gay mafia rapes men, abuses men. It's 2-to-1, 3-to-1 men being abused, not women. But that men won't go forward because they know people won't believe them. And people tell men just suck it up. And that it's mainly the gay mafia pushing this whole thing in Hollywood. And again, I'm not bashing gay people. There have been high-level people in Hollywood that say there is a gay mafia. Chappelle's talked about it. So many other people talked about it. And that they're using this to basically smokescreen the abuse of men by men. Do you have any intel on that from all of your Hollywood sources?
Well, the intel is coming in from now. and we're getting a lot of it. But speaking of lies, I just wanted to say something else that you talked about, and that is Adolf Hitler said something very, very interesting. And Adolf Hitler had a publicist that said something very, very interesting. And his publicist was, as you know, paid to fabricate and lie about a multitude of situations, including activity of Adolf Hitler. And one of the things his publicist repeatedly said was, if you tell a lie enough time, it becomes the truth. And the bigger the lie, the easier it is for people to believe it.
Absolutely. It's incredible. And again, they're using the whole Me Too movement to destroy relationships. People are even afraid to ask a woman out. It's admittedly killing normal human interaction. And we know Hollywood wants to destroy the family. Well, we know they want to depopulate things. And I mean, that's really what this is an overall depopulation agenda.
Yeah, it's sort of part of it, you know. So, I mean, I think we need to start a movement. We've already started the movement. A lot of it's secret right now. We're secretly investigating everybody. We've got intelligence coming in on all these things. But our motto should be, and I hate all this hashtag, this and that, it should be, tell the truth. Tell the truth.
You know, I don't want to just sit here and say that high-level intelligence is battling the pedophile rings and just say it. Everybody knows we have incredible sources. So do you. I wonder if we should even tell people how you ended up getting on the show. I mean, I'm not going to – obviously, it's high-level U.S. intelligence said Seagal's been trying to get a hold of you for months, and I mean, I'm trying to get a hold of him for years. And just so you understand, this meeting was set up by high-level – folks in the government, and I'm not saying that to brag, it's so people know there are patriots, and I don't want to go too far with this, Stephen, but you want to just confirm that for folks?
Oh yeah, I'll confirm it. At the highest level, people have come to me and said, you know, we think that you know, there's a bunch of what I call the alphabet agencies, and some people have, you know, made innuendos in my relationships with some of them. And I still have very good friends at the highest level in those agencies. And some of them have come forward to me and said, you know what, you two guys have to meet. And, you know, he wants you on the show. You'd love to be on the show. And here we are.
And again, we're not saying that to brag. I want to explain this to everybody very slowly and very clearly. In the last 3 weeks, twice, Colbert, one of the number one shows on television where they put their propaganda out as comedy, attacks yours truly and then next, Stephen Seagal. And they do it on a bunch of other shows, too, that I can't even keep track of because I've been told, and some of it's been leaked, that they have a hit list. And, of course, when we come back...
Well, I've been told the same thing. I've been told the same thing by undeniable sources. And, you know, what's amazing to me is these people that are out there attacking us, I wonder how many times they've done anything for the United States of America. Did they ever risk their life? Did they ever rescue anybody? Did they ever do anything that was at all uncomfortable for them, for the United States of America?
Absolutely. We're going to go to break and come back and get into Putin, get into why they fear Stephen Seagal so much and why they've looked at their actuaries and numbers and decided we got to destroy Trump. We got to destroy Seagal. We got to destroy Jones. We got to destroy people like Matt Drudge. They got to destroy people like Rand Paul, who's been physically attacked. And we're going to talk about that all on the other side of this incredible interview with Stephen Seagal, uncensored, unfiltered. What an individual. No wonder they fear the.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org. The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Jimmy Kimmel, Colbert, these programs masquerade as comedy, but they're really fake news. And they both admit that they get marching orders from Chuckie Schumer and the Democratic Party. And then what do? In order, they sit there and they attack myself, they attack my family, they attack who I am. They've had Tom Brokaw say that I'm a deeply racist person, but then not show a clip when everybody knows that I protested the KKK and I support Martin Luther King Day and think he was a great man. Why are they doing this? I'm not trying to make it about myself and Steven Seagal. But the point is, you know what they fear by what they attack. And that's why we're under siege, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, Mr. Seagal was mentioning the fact that for many, many years, more than a decade, he was a sheriff's deputy, you name it. That's one of the most dangerous jobs, like a volunteer firefighter. In most of these small counties, that's all there is volunteer firefighters. I've got family that's been seriously burned and gotten smoke inhalation being a volunteer firefighter. And then people like Colbert make fun of Mr. Seagal saying he's served this country and served this flag. Well, if you don't think firefighters and police officers serve this country just as much as our military does in many cases. You're full of crap. And again, that's why they attack people like Seagal, because they know he actually cares about the country. When people like Colbert making his little joke last week, and 2 weeks ago and a month ago, always the same joke, and he dresses up like Steven Seagal, saying Steven Seagal says he served America, though he never did it. Well, you know what? He's serving America today, defending this republic from globalists trying to take it down and standing with our president. And all of you that stand for this republic are serving this country in its darkest hours when the country's starting to come out of its coma. Now, I'm going to stop ranting because I want us to get time with Steven Seagal. Steven, I want to get into why they fear you, why they're demonizing you, why they're attacking you. Even though you've not even been that public of a person, they're coming after you. Let's get into why they fear you. I know you want to talk about yourself, but we talked for hours this weekend. I mean, you were nailing it. You were, I mean, just so you got the floor.
You have a situation where you look at geopolitical global crisis. We are in a crisis right now. The world is in a crisis. We have to look at the geopolitical balance of power. I have always felt that Russia and America should be brothers. I've also always felt that Russia wants to be our brother. I've also always felt that there has been billions and billions of dollars put into demonizing Russia and amazing propaganda demonizing President Putin. And I think that it's an outrage, and it's not just an outrage, it's really bad for our future, in the sense that if Russia and America become brothers, we have a real chance to have a greater peace in the world and a more chance of global survival. I'm always outraged when I see the kinds of things like when they say, I don't remember if there's a 27 or 37 or 57 intelligence agencies in America all said that Russia and Putin hacked the election. Well, certainly we don't have that many. And as you know, that's been debunked. They never found any proof that I know of. And yet, the public sort of believes that narrative because, as you know, those people pretty much control the press at this point. And so, what kind of a great sin have I committed by wanting Russia and America to be brothers? I don't want this for myself. I want this for the world.
Expanding on that, Russia helped us take out ISIS. Russia, right after 9/11, gave us the most aid of any country, sent in helicopters, you name it, to help us in Afghanistan. And again, Russia has kicked the globalist out of its country. That's why they hate it. We have the same globalist running our country right now, and that's why they hate sovereign nation states. And geopolitically, it would make perfect sense. I mean, we privately talked about the real threat here this weekend geopolitically, and why the globalists have sided with another power and why they want to basically play the U.S. and Russia off against each other. Can we speak about China?
Well, I mean, I'll leave that to you because you've already come out and said it, but the fact of the matter is that at this point, we have a situation where people are trying, when I say people, you know who I mean, they're spending billions of dollars to make sure that America and Russia do not become allies. They fear that because they know that if Russia and America become allies, they will not be able to make America a communist one world order.
That's right. And if you look at 1917, the very same globalists funded the takeover and the overthrow of the czars, and Russia has come out of 80-plus years of being under globalist rule, and that's why the globalists are so angry. They've lost Russia, now they're losing America, now the Brexit's happening. I mean, can you speak to the global phenomenon of populism we're seeing?
Well, I mean, right now, as I said, we are in a very, very precarious situation. After we annihilated because Gaddafi controlled the tribe. And, once those tribes, once Gaddafi was gone, those tribes kind of created ISIS. And all of a sudden, we have a situation where you have all of these quote-unquote refugees coming into Europe. Europe is I don't want to say almost gone, but they're in a tremendously difficult situation. Germany, I don't think will ever be the same, and I think within 4 or 5 years it will be, it won't be the Germany that anybody knew. So Europe is now, kind of on a slippery slope that I don't see how they'll ever be able to climb back up. And, the Middle East is a complete mess. And now we have a situation where every time our president, who was democratically elected, tries to make any kind of a move anywhere, there are people who are, and agencies who are spending every bit of time and effort and money they can to do anything he wants to do. So it's really crippling our ability to be able to get out there and get involved in the balance of power.
Well, exactly. And you have Chuckie Schumer saying, the intelligence agencies have 7 ways to Sunday to get back at the president. You've got Phil Mudd, the former deputy director of the CIA, saying, we're going to kill the president on CNN. This wouldn't be put up with anywhere. You've got the deep state admittedly illegally spying on the president, then lying about it. You've got this whole Russiagate thing with these Democrat FBI agents at the top, all caught trying to frame the president in their emails. They are so arrogant. They are so wild. They are so brazen.
No, this is, in my opinion, the worst America has been in the history of America in terms of turmoil.
You're absolutely right. We're going to go to break and start the next hour. And then I probably got 20 pages of notes that I wrote while we were talking this weekend. But I want to just go into different angles on this, how we defeat the deep state. I think we just let folks know there is a civil war politically going on, not just here, but all over the world, as the globalists try to maintain control over nation states and anybody they think could be a leader for peace against their operations. And anybody that stands against radical Islam is being targeted because the globalists are allied with it. Stephen Segal joins us on Martin Luther King Day. And I know that when we talked this weekend, he really wanted to talk a lot about Martin Luther King as well and how much he admired Martin Luther King. So we're going to talk some about that, the ideas of Martin Luther King, straight ahead in the next hour. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stephen Segal joining us from Asia on the other side. Stay with us.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
He goes to jail! He goes to jail!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.